thriving through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Azuka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Frontiers, The Final Horizon, Disc 1. Surprise! Hello, everybody, and welcome, yes, to another fantastical episode. The epilogue, really, of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude, the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. Yes, welcome to what I'm calling the Strictly Sonic Show two-part epilogue, as we cover Sonic Frontiers Paths Revisited, the album for all the new music that was added for the Sonic Frontiers Final Horizon update. You know, it's kind of funny. I think this album dropped the day that I recorded the Strictly Sonic Show finale, so it felt like it'd be kind of fun to just, like, make a two-part epilogue once this came out. I just didn't feel like doing it right away, but here we are. I've got 23 tracks for you today on the first disc, and you've already heard one of them. That was Cutscene Unforeseen. So you got 22 tracks left. We'll go over the plot synopsis of what happened in Sonic Frontiers The Final Horizon. So if you haven't played it yet, spoilers. I mean, we waited like almost a year after Sonic Frontiers dropped to cover that album. So, but this update was relatively newer. So I hope you've had time to play it. It is difficult. Like, oh my lord, that update is hard. Wow. I've got things to say to Kishimoto, because, like, oh my lord, there was no need for it to be that difficult. That was just absurd. But we're not here to talk about that today. We're here to talk about the music, and there are some cool tracks coming. So, I've got 5 of them queued. Let me queue one more. Now we got 6 queued. Okay. The plot synopsis isn't coming, but if you've played Sonic Frontiers and you thought the ending might have been a little anticlimactic, well, there's a new story for you. And once you hop through the giant warp ring after downloading the free update, your experience might have sounded a little something like this. welcome back. That was your first block. You heard Cutscene Friends, Maybe If. That's the song that plays when you're playing as Amy, so that's why it says Amy MVT. Blood Flow, Knuckles MVT. Another Passage, Tails MVT. And then Second Wind, Sonic MVT. And we rounded that out with Cyberspace Foray, the Genshi remix. Most of this disc is Cyberspace tracks, so there's like a lot more of them, and then some jingles and cutscenes and stuff. And you should hear more of the same in the second disc, and then the third disc is, I mean, we'll go over those later, but let's look up this synopsis. So, the Final Horizon update. Shortly after arriving on Aronos Island, Sonic is stopped by Dr. Eggman and Sage. Sage suggests an alternate but risky plan wherein Sonic's friends can help collect the Chaos Emeralds while Sonic can undergo the trials of the Masters to turn his own cyber corruption into a new power. With Sage releasing Amy, Knuckles, and Tails from cyberspace, Sonic and his friends put Sage's plan into motion. Amy and Knuckles discover two of the Emeralds, but only with Tails' help do they recover them, with Tails collecting the third. Meanwhile, Sonic climbs four of the towers of the Masters, completing each of their trials as given by the deceased pilots of the Four Titans, including Supreme. Meanwhile, Amy, Knuckles, and Tails collect three more Emeralds. For Sonic's fifth and final trial, he's instructed by the Master King to defeat Giganto, Wyvern, and Knight once again in order to temper his cyber corruption. After completing this grueling trial, Sonic is told to use his new powers wisely, as going all out could endanger his life. Alright. Let's get back into things here. Let's see where we leave off. Right here? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, okay. A lot. 1, 2, 3. This makes this easy. 4, 5, and 6. Okay. With a bumper to match. Alright. Next block coming at you. Stick around.
In the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega. We'll be right back.
right, welcome back. That was your second block. The cyberspace block. 4B, Escape the Loop remix. 4C, Arrow of Time remix. 4D, Rumble Rave remix. 4E, Dropaholic remix. 4F, Hype Street remix. And 4G, Ephemeral remix. You got 10 tracks left today. Let's hit more of the synopsis here. With Amy, Knuckles, and Tails having 6 of the Emeralds in Dr. Eggman the 7th, Sonic transforms into Super Sonic to confront Supreme. In a battle similar to the original final boss, Sonic defeats Supreme. However, the end attaches itself to Supreme, making its former prison the avatar for its campaign of destruction. Sonic engages the empowered Supreme, slash the end, but is overwhelmed by its newfound power and regenerative ability. Sonic unleashes his new power-up, with Super Sonic gaining blue eyes and a red electric aura. With this new strength, Sonic detaches the tether connecting Supreme to the end and removes its gun, which is caught and used by Dr. Eggman to prepare a final attack. The end launches a barrage of enemy blasts to eradicate its enemies, which Sage counters by creating a cyber shield. Initially, it's not enough, but with the help of Amy, Knuckles, and Tails, the heroes successfully repel the attack, allowing Sonic to beat the end into submission, launching Supreme into the air. Eggman readies Supreme's sniper rifle, using Sonic as the ammunition. Apologizing to the Master King for going all out after all, Sonic unleashes the full power of his cyber corruption, transforming into a cyber-colored version of Super Sonic, with rings in his eyes and a glitchy palette. Taking aim at Supreme, Dr. Eggman fires at Supreme, with the full-powered Sonic vaporizing the Titan and striking right through the end, finishing the entity for good, albeit with Super Sonic badly injured and nearly unconscious. We'll get to the end of that synopsis as we come back from our next break. For now, how about some more music? Here's one and here's two. Stick around. Hi, welcome back. So I was going to make that a five-track block, but then the remaining five tracks after that were mostly cutscenes or jingles, so I gave you all 10. That was Cyberspace 4H, Witches in the Wind Remix, and then 4i, Time Flyer Remix, Guardian Ninja Alternate, Guardian Caterpillar Alternate, Cutscene Fist, Jingle Master Coco Trial Start, and then the actual Master Coco Trial, Trial Clear, then Trial Fail, and then Cutscene Face Yourself. And that is the entirety of Disc 1. Next time, we will cover the rest of the album. Before we end today, let's finish the synopsis. Amy, Knuckles, and Tails watch the aftermath of the End's defeat, watching as Sonic falls like the meteors in the sky. The Chaos Emeralds scatter, but despite his injuries, Sonic recovers safely and celebrate with his friends. Eggman and Sage watch the star fall from elsewhere. Eggman congratulates Sage and tells his dear daughter it's time to go home, and Sage agrees, calling him father. Later, everyone is preparing to leave as Sonic sarcastically jokes about how fun the adventure was, to the dismay of his friends. Tails claims that Sonic will barely recognize him once they meet each other again. Amy wonders if Cream and Styx are free for a road trip, and Knuckles says it'll be good to get back to his island, at least for a while. With their plans for the future set, everyone jumps aboard the tornado and sets off for home. And that is the synopsis of The Final Horizon. Alright, that's it for me. Make sure you're here next time for the second and third discs of the past revisited OST for Sonic Frontiers Final Horizon. Alright, I will give everybody back their day. Until next time, I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.